using your live video audio for podcasting. And what do I mean when I say, or for a podcast? I'm talking about repurposing. I'm talking about the audio, whatever audio information is recorded along with your live video, taking that audio, whether you're recording it while you're live, whether you're ripping it or burning it or whatever you want to call it after you're live, which is a pain in the ass. It's a lot easier to record it while you're live if you have the ability to record it while you're live. But I'm talking about taking that audio and making a podcast out of it. Yes, no, maybe. What are your thoughts? I have some definite thoughts. I've done it. I don't do it. I've done it, and I don't do it again. I have thoughts. Saddle up, gang. We're going to talk about it.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd Dunt Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd Dunt Live.
All right. So here's where we're going to start. Some live video audio makes for great repurposing content. Meaning, you do a show, whether it's just you, whether it's you and a guest, whether it's you and two guests, whether it's you taking phone calls, whatever. Okay? Whatever. Some of that is going to make for awesome repurposing content, including for podcasting. A lot of it is not going to make for awesome repurposing content or for podcasting. However, as a creator, a digital creator, you're stretched thin. I know I am, and I don't have time to go into podcasts, especially when I have two daily podcasts, and pull out little golden nuggets here and there for repurposing only the golden nugget. Okay? I don't have time for it. I don't have the energy for it. It's got to be easy. So, I repurpose live video content, or I have repurposed live video content. Sorry, I was fighting through a yawn there. Ordinarily these days, I pause my digital voice recorder for a yawn, but if I think I can work through it in a nice, clever, strategic pause. I'm thinking, I'm trying to be brilliant, and I'm pausing, and I'm leaving you with a thought like I did a minute ago. And I'm thinking where I want to take the conversation. I try to slip in a yawn sometimes. Or I do like I just did there, which you probably didn't notice, where I paused it and did my yawn off the record. Okay, so I have repurposed my content two ways. One, I've repurposed the whole show. Whether the live video was an hour long or a half hour long or whatever, I've taken the audio content in its entirety, posted it on a show. And I've done snippets that take more time. Now, I do have a little secret trick in my bag. Since I've moved my podcast at the beginning of April from Libsyn to Simplecast, they have the recast feature, which allows you to create a 30, 60, or 90-second piece of visual content, which is technically a little video that has audio in it. And you can pick the 30, 60, or 90-second clip from your podcast and turn it into this little piece of content that you then can post on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever. And I've done that, and I love that. And what I do there, so I don't have to find that content and tailor it, I don't have to work to get a piece of content like that. So I strategically make the first minute of my podcast a tease, a lead-in, a little bit of the music. And so that when I create a 60-second recast, you're getting the tease, you're getting the lead-in, you're getting a little bit of the music. If people want to hear the rest of the show, they go listen to the show. You know, I could be clever and try to find some brilliant Einsteinian thing that I said during a podcast and make that my recast, but I don't have time to sort through 365 episodes a year on two different shows trying to find these little moments. Even if I write down as I say them, you know, at moment number 508, I said something clever. I don't want to have to deal with it going back. So think about it, folks. Using your live video audio for podcasting, I don't think that saving... I'm going to close it with this. I don't think that saving hour-long shows where you do an interview with somebody and saving it for a podcast is really all that valuable unless you're working hard to establish yourself as an interviewer. Your podcast is great and you're having great people come on there. Then I think yes. But I think if it's just randomness, but you know what? On the other hand, you've got to start somewhere, and that randomness could lead up to where you're having all, you know, James Altucher or Tucher or whatever his name is, or Gary Vaynerchuk or whoever on your show. So I guess you do got to start somewhere. So if that's what you want to do, by all means, do it.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.